In New Orleans, Le Français is having a moment. In 2005, some 200 students were receiving education in French immersion primary schools. In the 10 years that have since passed, that figure has soared. Grégoire Trumel, the Consul General of France in New Orleans, believes that the demand for French education will soon be great enough to warrant the opening of a French high school.
French culture, French language was about to disappear. Now it's booming. The number of immersion schools where you study everything, all the skills in French. Just in New Orleans, for instance, 2,000 students in three schools and 2,000 more just on waiting lists. Can you imagine in a city of 1 million people? It's a movement.
Jusqu'à lundi matin, on part.
French conversation meetups, known as tables françaises or French tables, are seeing attendance numbers grow as people look to reconnect with their heritage. Like Sonia, who is originally from Baton Rouge and whose grandparents spoke French.
There is a renaissance of sorts, and I think the people of our generation are interested in learning about it. Now there's a kind of a romanticism about our history, and they think it's cool. Oh, you can speak another language.
The resurgence in interest extends to the rest of the state, largely spearheaded by CODOFIL, the Council for the Development of French in Louisiana. Its headquarters are in Lafayette, where I meet Executive Director Charles Larocque.
For several generations, it was about preserving French. I think we've come to the point where we can declare victory and say we've preserved it. Now, what do we do with it? The children, the stakeholders of these days want to do something with it. And it's not necessarily sit around a table in a kitchen. There are economic opportunities. So right now, we're seeing the role of Louisiana in the 21st century economy and how French has become a critical language.
Following a 1921 ban in public schools, the local Cajun and Creole French languages struggled to survive. A few decades ago, French speakers were seen as uneducated and lower class, forcing the language behind closed doors. But an arts and culture collective in Arnouville, known as Nounou, welcomes local and visiting francophones through a French cultural immersion program. Co-developer George Marx says Nounou's monthly table française helped reluctant French speakers, such as his parents.
It kind of created an opportunity for my mom and her friends to actually like speak in a safe public place. For a long time, you know, it was really illegal to speak any other language except for English. When we were growing up, they basically didn't speak French to us at all. She didn't want to teach us because she didn't want us to be punished, you know, like she was, or to be shamed the way she felt shamed.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Jimmy, Mark. Comment ça va ce matin?
Oh, Floyd.
It's 7:30 a.m. at the KVPI studios in Ville Platte. Jim Swallow is co-host of La Tasse du Café, a thrice-weekly radio show broadcast in a mix of French and English. The program has been on the air for more than 60 years. Jim, a proud Cajun, says it's important to preserve the language.
You know, at one time years ago, they wanted people to forget about French, the state government. They would punish students at school who spoke French. They were punished. This was the push to eliminate French as our language in Louisiana. We want to continue it today because that, after all, that's our heritage, you know, notre héritage.
Just last March, Louisiana hosted the annual conference of Francophone mayors, the first time the event has been held in the U.S. and symbolic of the state reconnecting with its French ancestry, history, and culture. This is Rochelle Harrison-Pless reporting for RFI.